Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, in lighter note.
Lighter? I mean, how can you be lighter than light?
I know.
How can you be lighter than light?
I can't wait to hear this.
Well, I know that. Okay, God.
A different type of light.
A different type of light.
That was a deep light.
That was a deep light.
That was a godly light.
Now he's backstroking.
He has a little pen flashlight.
Come on. That was a godly light. I'm talking about
an ungodly light.
A humorous moment here.
Oh, you're just talking about.
Yes.
A lighter moment. Go ahead.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, Pat, your Uncle Si is at it again.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
You call that light at all? Oh, my God.
My Uncle
Si.
Why has he got to be my uncle?
Well, you know, I know how
you're
much.
You're the one with the man crush.
you got Si?
Listen, Si is the coolest guy. He makes the show Duck Dynasty. If you've never seen this show, Duck Dynasty, I want to encourage you.
I'd have difficulty eating with him, seeing that he had yesterday's food in his beard. I don't think I could.
All of them probably had yesterday's food in their beard, but he has taken the time. He has taken the time to.
He has experienced a lot of time.
But let me tell you something. He has taken his, you know, taken time to write a book.
Wow, he can write.
Is it a picture book?
Si has a book, and it is called
Crawfish.
Mm-mm. Psychology.
Oh my goodness!
It's psychology.
Are you serious?
I am serious. Tales and wisdom from Duck Dynasty's
Tales
favorite
and
uncle. Oh my goodness! It is a real book. It is coming out.
Book.
It is a real book.
How many pages in it?
Five, I don't know.
Is it a greeting card?
They got pictures?
I have no idea. But it's hilarious. He was interviewed in the Christian Post.
Is he going to read it on audio?
I have no idea.
I got to guess.
I wish we had some Si-isms for you so you can actually hear him. But he is hilarious. I mean, he is just so funny. He's that uncle that you may or may not have, but he's so funny because everywhere he goes, he has this green cup that he was given to him by his parents when he went to Vietnam.
Yeah.
And he don't go nowhere.
They didn't have Tupperware.
Nowhere.
I don't know. He tells this story, but.
And a pitcher.
Yes. And anyway, he carries this cup everywhere he goes. You know what he also carries?
He carries
his Bible. He says, carry his Bible.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Yes, listen, I didn't even know he was married, but there's the picture has surfaced. The picture has surfaced that he indeed is married. And I have no idea. I have no idea the nice lady. Yes. No, I have no idea the very nice lady. I think they've been married for
like... Where does he keep her at?
Yeah.
Does she know she's married?
Yeah. He has two children. I had no idea. And...
Adopted?
No. Biological children.
Little size?
I would imagine. I don't think they're too little. I mean, they're grown folk.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a whole bunch of... Si-isms that he's been known for, and just different things that he says that's really, really, really funny. He's also known for the "That's a fact, Jack." Everything has goes. That's a fact, Jack.
Jack.
No matter what. Now that's
that's only Si-ism you can come up with.
Do tell.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling right now.
Come on, yeah, come on. There you go. That another one.
You're Googled up.
I'm Googled up. But we want to. I don't know if I can endorse his book yet. I don't know if I can endorse it.
You need to read it.
I think he just did.
I think, yeah.
But he's funny. The program is funny. In this article, he said that listen, God was totally behind. He says God, the title of his does God have a sense of humor? He says, look at me, and he says, who would have thought that you know guys with beards and you know involving duck hunting could be reality TV stars. And they give all the credit to the Lord. I mean, we've talked about their family and what God's been able to do, but they're really intelligent guys who love God, And recently we had an interview with Jace.
Jace, yeah.
And that was really great because normally we hear from either Phil, the father, or
Willie,
the CEO. And what's really good is that they're all over the world. You know, they're all over the world. They're sharing the gospel. They're showing up at all the different places to speak. I mean, they share a whole bunch of stuff. But one of the things he says, hey, King Kong ain't got nothing on me, Jack.
King Kong ain't got nothing on me, Jack.
I know every inch of this place like the back of my ham.
Why are you talking through your nose when you're actually saying?
I'm trying to do it with his
you're
accent.
Just gonna give up the accent part.
I wish I could do
you,
it
you
like
talk
him.
Talk about my northern accent.
Well, hey.
Hey.
America, everybody is too big a rush. Lay back, take a sip of tea, mow a little grass, then you get tired and take a nap. He says, I'm the most cultured man in this family. I've been to Vietnam, Germany, Boise, Idaho,
Shreveport last week.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
He says, you look like, what? No, I can't even say that.
Rambo.
No,
yeah.
He said, your beard's so hairy. He said, your beard's so hairy, even Dora can't explore it.
He's looking me in the head now, right?
You got to. He says, your beard's so stupid, it takes 2 hours to watch 60 Minutes. Only sigh. I'm the master of distractions. Do a couple of hand gestures and bam, I'll take.
Moving on to the
moving
next.
Moving on.
There's not even anywhere near light moments. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Wash me, Jesus. Well, listen, getting back to
reality.
No, I really, the Robertson family is pretty cool. If you haven't yet seen that, you know, it's normal folks loving Jesus and living their life. Why the people they never show in the background are actually earning their money for them.
Yeah.
The healthcare. I got the hand. You see, I got the hand.
Oh, wow. Getting bold over there.
No hand.
I'm just so glad I didn't. Never mind. I'm just having one of those moments.
I see.
Is it hot in here? Is it just me? Oh, my goodness.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.